Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Brews and Appraisal Views podcast, where non-lender appraisals meets humor and insight. I'm your host, Dan Lindemann, certified appraiser serving South Florida market for over 20 years. Each episode will have a blend of interviews, tips, and stories to help you grow your private appraisal business. Whether you're a trainee, an established appraiser, or just curious about the field, this podcast is going to be for you. So grab your favorite beverage, turn up the volume, and join us as we dive into this week's episode. So this is the first episode of the podcast. It's mostly going to be an introduction to myself, my business partner, our new venture, the Appraisal Referral Network and referappraisals.com. The goal of the podcast is to bring some lightheartedness and some humor to appraisers. And, you know, full disclosure, I have never hosted a podcast and I look like a complete tool with these headphones on. So my first guest is going to be Chris Miller. He is my good friend and business partner. So Chris, what are you drinking today?
I'm drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon because I'm from Wisconsin. So, yeah, a little bit of
it looks like you're from Shanghai.
Yeah.
What is that background?
This is my beautiful apartment that you appraised for me. It's a virtual apartment though, so it's got a unique appraisal to it. But
oh, I do some virtual appraisals. That's nice.
Yeah. So it's one of those kind of real estates, an NFT real estate.
Oh, great. Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Chris Miller, and I've known Dan for many years. He's an excellent appraiser. He's helped me out with a lot of appraisals. I'm originally from Wisconsin, but I know it doesn't look like it from my background, but I'm living in Florida. I've been down here 30 years. Just love the weather down here. I've owned a business. I've been in business for many years. I've been in the home healthcare industry for a long time. And also, I work as a college professor. So if I actually gave my full background, my professional background, it'd probably take 40 minutes. So I'm going to spare everybody that. But Dan is an expert appraiser, and he knows
a lot. So you'd have no real estate background whatsoever.
No, I don't. Other than, drinking beer with you and listening to your expertise. But
so why would somebody partner with you to start their appraisal website?
Well, I think it's the other way around. I partnered with Dan because Dan came to me one day and said, he explained this website to me. He said, I got a great idea for a website. And now I'm not a web designer and I don't know a whole lot about building websites, but I think Dan thought I was. So he said, Chris, I've built and developed online training and courses. That's kind of what I'm into right now. The business that I do is I work as a college professor and I develop online training. I've developed some real estate business courses for home watch businesses. And Dan approached me after I showed him some of the things we did and said, let's do this. He gave me the idea. And I'm like, this is a great idea, but I don't know how we could build this out. And one day we just sat down, started brainstorming. And I said, Dan, you have something really good here. I want to invest. I want to be part of this. I don't know a whole lot about appraisal business. I'm learning. And we just took off from there.
So invest. So that means you should have came up with all the money for the website. Is that what you're talking about? I shouldn't have contributed half.
I think it was half. I think we agreed on half and half, which we've been really good at.
I'm getting screwed at this.
Yeah. It's half and half plus all of your expertise.
Oh, man.
All right, so Dan, let's ask Dan some questions. Okay. So Dan, give us your introduction because we need to know more about you than me, actually.
Well, I am originally from New York. I moved down to Florida to go to college at Florida Atlantic University. That's where I met my wife. We got married very young at 21 years old, started having kids early as well. During college, I fell into the appraisal business by working at an appraisal office. There was an ad for an office looking for somebody to answer the phones. I actually went in there, thought it was some antique appraisal office or something like that. And it turned out to be a real estate office. And I started answering phones, then I started doing research, then I started typing up reports. And pretty soon they were like, hey, you should be an apprentice. So I got my trainee license, apprenticed under them, and then started my own business in 2005 out on my own. I've been married for, it's going to be 20 years in a couple of weeks. We have three kids, 18, 16, and 10, which keep us extremely busy. We live in Coral Springs, Florida, which is just like outside of Fort Lauderdale by the Everglades. And I've been a full-time appraiser since. I also have my broker's license. I do that like on the side. I would say it's probably like 5% of my business, if that, just for friends and family. Typically, my friends hire me to do that. Chris did not hire me to buy his house. But anyways, other friends use me as an agent, which is good for some extra income.
I made my agent cry, so that's why I didn't hire you.
So, but that's a little bit about me. I'm a full-time appraiser. About 10 years ago, I transitioned into trying to solicit non-lender clients, which I'm very fortunate that I did so long ago, because right now lending has basically dried up and it's a little less than like 20% of my business now lending. And I know a lot of appraisers out there are struggling because they did a lot of 100% lending. And right now volume is so low. So I kind of want to almost give back and like show appraisers that, hey, you can build a non-lender business too. It's not that difficult. It just takes a lot of, you know, consistency and a lot of networking. And that's what I wanted to teach appraisers. That's why I came up with the referappraisals.com. The education side, teaching appraisers like some actionable tips on like what to do in their business today, not some platitude like, hey, you can do estate work. That's a non-lender type of appraisal practice, but more like how to get that business. Nobody is teaching you how to get that business. They can say it all day long, like, oh yeah, people do divorce appraisals. You should get into that. But nobody says how to do it. Or what do you do when you're talking to an agent? How do you ask an agent for business? Like, do you ask an agent to go to lunch with you? Do you ask them to go to coffee? What do you talk about? Like, how can you benefit their business? Nobody's teaching appraisers how to do that. Almost like how to be a better business person. So that's what I'm trying to give back to appraisers, as well as this referappraisals.com, an avenue for appraisers to connect with other appraisers and to actually refer business to each other. Is when I started connecting with other appraisers, it opened up a lot of doors to me. It made me a better appraiser, and it made my job easier because I had colleagues I could talk to, and they're not my competition, even though they're like a few miles away from me. They're not my competition. So the second I stopped viewing them as competition, it's a lot of doors opened up. So,
hey, Dan, like one thing I didn't understand when you were when you started getting into this, and Dan and I talk business a lot, and we used to be in a business networking group together as well.
How did we meet, Chris? Where did we meet?
We met at a church.
Yes, so, we met at a church.
I think it was a Lutheran church, so it was very beer friendly, and Dan and I both enjoy a good beverage. Yeah.
So we connected with having.
And I just saw this guy standing over there having a beer at a picnic. And I'm like, okay, I got to go introduce myself to this guy over here.
So that's kind of why the podcast is called Brews.
Yes, exactly.
And this is actually this is my company, Empire Appraisal Group. This is one of my promotion items, this koozie I give out to realtors, attorneys, whatever, when I'm at events. So, and So I thought it would be a good touch. It would be a catchy title to the podcast, Brews and
Appraisal
Views. This is a second full-time job for me. So we're recording these on the weekend or late afternoon when I'm already having a drink or something. So, and I want it to be lighthearted and not stuffy like a lot of appraisal stuff. So that's where the Brews came in.
So Dan, when we first started, we started talking business and you transitioned, because I remember when I first met Dan, he really was into the lender business. And then I remember you started talking about the non-lender business. I didn't really know too much about it. You explained to me the divorce business, which made sense. I'm actually happily married for 25 years in a couple of weeks. So
I've seen you guys argue. I wouldn't say
happily. I would say happily, but I didn't need Dan's services for that. But it was very, very interesting. So what, can you just give an idea? What is non-lender business? What does non-lender mean? If you're an appraiser out there and you're used to getting all this lender business and all of a sudden that's starting to dry up because they're not lending, what is non-lender business?
It's basically anything outside of lending assignments. So working with agents, helping them price properties.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Helping them measure properties. A lot of times the county has the sketch wrong and you can do some measurement services. If they have a listing that's sitting on the market not selling, you can do an appraisal to help them try and get a price reduction and get that property sold, which makes them their commission and helps the seller by getting the property sold. In working with agents, they have a huge database of clients. And whenever one of their clients needs a referral in the real estate field, a lot of times they'll reach out to their agent. And if you're connected with that agent, you'll be a referral if needed for like estate or, any other type of service that they may need. On the other side is people who are, a lot of transactions are for like landlord tenant. If the landlord's selling to the tenant, they'll want to get an appraisal to price the property, stuff like that. Or for sale by owner, if they're not hiring an agent, they could at least hire an appraiser to help them price it properly. There are so many times I do an appraisal on the buyer side and the seller listed for sale, did it for sale by owner and thought they were so smart saving this commission, but ended up costing them thousands of dollars in underpricing and they didn't even know. So a lot of business like that on that side. And then attorney work, basically any attorney is a good referral source for an appraiser. A real estate attorney deals with lots of different issues, lots of disputes, which an appraisal is needed for like partition and one party buying the other one out for like investors buying each other out. We have bankruptcy appraisals, immigration appraisals, if you needed to use the equity in your home to as part of the affidavit of support, an appraisal is one of the options for that. And then the other one, estate attorneys are really good. A lot of date of death appraisals, stepped up basis for the property. When somebody dies, they need to know the property's value as of the date of death. And then my biggest source of business is divorce appraisals. When you're going into mediation, it's good to know what the property is worth from an expert, so you're more apt to settle in mediation. Or if they can't agree on the home's price outside of mediation, an appraisal is a good option, or even going to trial and doing expert witness stuff. So that's been my main business is that non-lending stuff. And there's lots of business out there that's outside of lending and a lot more. It's more enjoyable business.
Yeah, I can imagine. So with that, this inspired you to start the appraisal referral network. So I think it's a good segue for you to tell us a little bit about it. What is this? What is the referral network all about? I mean, I know, but Refresh my memory again. What am I getting myself into here?
So this referappraisal.com is almost a mirror of my business. So I get a lot of calls because I'm out there networking. I'm out there advertising. And I do a lot of different things to get my phone ringing. And a lot of times my phone rings with assignments that I don't want. It's either commercial stuff, stuff outside my area, just stuff that I just don't want to do. And that's when I started reaching out to appraisers in my surrounding areas to refer business out and just trying to be a resource to my client. Because at the end of the day, if I can be a resource for my client, they're more apt to come back to me with another assignment. So it's excellent customer service. So I connected with appraisers in nearby areas. And, you know, initially I was sending out business to everybody. And it like, I always thought what goes around comes around. But that kind of never happened. I wouldn't get anything back in return. So I didn't know if they didn't have their phone ringing and they didn't have extra assignments. I had no idea what was going on, but I'd never seemed to get anything back, which is kind of like it should be. You know, I send out referrals and eventually they'll come back to me, but that didn't happen. So I was like, why am I doing this? I'm taking my time to connect two different people, an appraiser with another client or somebody called me, I couldn't do the job. So I started asking for referral fees. I'm like, hey, I gave you a $2,000 commercial job. Sure. You know, like I send me 15%, you know, that do you agree? Do you want to set up some arrangement? And if I'm spoon feeding you a referral and that's $2,000, an assignment for you, I think that the person who actually marketed and got that client and that $2,000 appraisal should earn something. And that's why I started asking for like 10, 15% on these assignments. Yeah. So that was the whole reason for referappraisal.com. I had this connection with some other appraisers and I was getting referral fees, but I kind of had no way to track it. Like now with referappraisal.com, like I have a referral form. I send them an order, they can accept it and they can update it. So I know what's going on with that referral. And then when that assignment's over, they can click, you know, completed, paid, whatever. And they'll be charged a percentage of that appraisal fee that they quoted. And they can quote the fee. I don't quote fees. I let the appraiser who accepts the assignment quote the fee.
So on the website, someone signs up, they're an appraiser. They set the fee, everything's all set up. But the website does the work for you, correct? I mean, it's like...
All you need to do, if you want to start accepting assignments, all you need to do is be a free member. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to do. If you don't get a lot of referrals, then be a free member. If you want to be a paid member, you can, and you send a lot of referrals, you can earn up to 12% of the appraisal fee, or you can learn more about the non-lender side of your business and have marketing and education about that business if you want to be a paid member. But it's a note, if you want to get more non-lender business, join as a free member. That's it. And just connect with the appraisers around you. And you can tell them, hey, like I cover this county, that county, or I specialize in X, Y, and Z. And they may not specialize in that. And they'll be like, hey, next time I get a call, I'll send it to you who's three counties over and actually make some additional income. Like yeah, exactly. I know personally, like one appraiser that the highest appraiser I sent out to last year, he sent me a 1099. He actually earned like 30 grand for my referrals last year. So it's good to connect with other appraisers. So at a minimum, join and see who's around you and who you can connect with.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't think we need to cover this too much. It's pretty easy to figure out that the primary audience or the user base right now is any licensed appraiser, correct?
Correct. And, you know, we've opened it up like, it's any licensed appraiser, but a lot of business valuators reached out. They send out a lot of referrals to real estate appraisers. So we're getting a lot of business valuators joining, and that's a good referral source for appraisers too. Like a commercial person, if you're appraising the actual real estate and they ask for somebody to help value the business, that's a good referral partnership. in a lot of divorce, I work a lot with a forensic accountant who does business valuations as well. So they're just a good partner as well, business valuators, and they can join too.
All right. Excellent. And what are some of the key features? So you said, all right, we have free members and we have paid members. What's all on the website? So I become a free member and I'm considering becoming a paid member. What is all on the platform other than just being able to send referrals to each other?
All right. So as a free member, you can join. You're part of the network. You get a little pin on the map. Everybody can see where you're at. You can list your coverage area so somebody can see if they need coverage for that certain county. You can list all your specialties, like if you do like solar, if you do just like day-to-death stuff, or you specialize in divorce, or a 50% rule cost stuff. You can put those specialties on there. And if somebody needs your help, and if somebody needs that, they can search if their client needs that. So any appraiser who accepts an assignment from another appraiser, they're charged 15%. They make 85% of the fee. But you can quote whatever fee you want. You can upcharge the client 15%, or you can just eat the 15% as the cost of marketing that that other appraiser sent it to you endured. You didn't need to do anything to get that business. Somebody handed it to you. So there should be some fee there for that. But you, at the end of the day, you can upcharge your client if you want. It doesn't matter. You can direct message other appraisers on the website. You can click their name. Send them a DM, and they'll be notified by email. Or if they're on the platform, they can see the direct message. There's a forum to ask questions. A lot of the Facebook forums, they have their pluses and minuses, but this is just a community of just appraisers, a part of this network.
Yeah.
So those are the people answering your questions. It's not somebody trying to pick you apart. It's your fellow appraiser. You can see where they're located. You can see their background. You can see everything about them. So it kind of adds more legitimacy to the questions that you pose and the responses you get. You can see actually qualify that person. Like if somebody's sitting behind a keyboard, I have no idea their experience. It can be complete bullshit, their response. I don't know. But I've seen some of the people respond on those forums. And a lot of times, in my opinion, it's the wrong response. And the person asking the question is getting some terrible.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time. And then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Terrible advice. And God forbid if you put your comment out there on those forums and it's opposite of most people, just get destroyed. So that's not what it's about. I also post a blog I've been doing it every week now, kind of about marketing and non-lender marketing to get non-lender business. And then we send out a newsletter every Friday, which is that the member gets, a free member gets. And then everybody who signs up gets a free engagement letter. So that's an engagement letter. You need to use that on every non-lending assignment. Everyone.
Yeah.
Even pre-listing stuff, everything.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of them out there. I just shared my engagement letter that I use every day.
Yeah.
And then if you want to be a paid member, right now it's $20 a month. I don't know how long that's going to last. It could be. I don't even know what to charge per month. I really don't. This is the first website I started. Well, we started. I have no idea what to charge. It could be $50 a month. That could be the right number. I really have no idea. So with the paid membership, you get, if you refer a lot of work out, you earn 12% of the fee, and the website earns 3%. And then the accepting appraiser quotes whatever they want. They earn 85% of that. So you get a high referral fee. So if you get one referral, you need to join for $20 a month. So you earn more money on that referral. It's a no brainer just to upgrade and, earn more money with that referral. And then, the paid membership, you get access to all the non-lender stuff. These are like 10-minute micro lessons, actionable tips you can implement today. This is not like a 2-day class you need to sit through and learn about. One aspect of non-lending. This is not that. This is something that I've experienced with a client, or how I handled one situation. These are like 10-minute lessons. There'll be some supporting documents, some bullet points. It's some actionable stuff that people who are busy don't need to, you know, sit at their computer all day and take continuing education. This is actionable stuff to help your business. And then a resource library with, you know, some different seminars I've done, some real estate office notes for teaching in real estate offices, some flyers, some other stuff that I've used in my business. And you can change anything you want in there. It's just some resources you can use to get some good ideas. And then another thing is some live streams we're going to start doing. And then, of course, this podcast, and we'll have some bonus features on the podcast too, just for these elite members who pay $20 a month. But again, it's $20 a month. I have no idea. I think it has to go up in the future. It's gonna go up in the future. So
yeah. So now's the time to get in, right?
Not like that's a sales technique. It is what it is. That's gonna be raised. It's gonna be raised. I don't care.
Any membership at $20 a month is a pretty good deal. But the website launched June 1st. Like, we launched June 1st. We were surprised that first it was crickets, and then all of a sudden we started getting a lot of activity. A lot of members have joined. So between now and we're at August 17th right now, any success stories or?
Oh, well, as far as members, we've been averaging like 100 a month, which is really good. Yeah. So now we're mid-August. We have 270 members, I think, which is really good.
Yep.
So
we just had members, we have members referring to each other already. So it's, you know, it's functional. Oh,
yeah. It's functional. Yeah. So let me pull one out here. Like, we have the referral, we have the submission list for referrals. We have 91 referrals on the list here. Let me just pull out one. Hold on. Let me pull out a good one, a good example, a high dollar one.
Yeah, that'll pique some interest.
Yeah. So a lot of these commercial assignments are like high dollar ones. All right, cool. So here's a $1,400 one. All right, so this is one office in Miami, one story office. The referral was sent out $1,400. That's what the appraiser quoted. So the person who referred the assignment earned $168. Is that right?
Just by sending someone else the business. Yeah.
Yep.
So that appraiser would make that kind of money, or you would have to ask for it.
Sure. All the appraiser did was went on the website, found this commercial appraiser. Hey, I have somebody who called me, needs this appraised. Here's their information. Here's the property. Are you interested in the assignment? The appraiser said yes. They quoted their fee, $1,400. Now that appraiser earned $168 when the appraisal was completed. And then that accepting appraiser who actually took the appraisal, would be $1,400 minus 15%. That appraiser earned like $1,200. And then the other appraiser earned $168. And the website in this case earned 3%, whatever that is.
Yeah. And
the website earned $42. So
it's super seamless, right? I mean, it's just very easy. It's just.
Yeah. So the money. The
property and.
There's a drop down menu for every appraiser. It auto fills their information. And then you put in the client's information and any details like the property address, the purpose, anything you have. And then just click submit. That's it. And it goes to the other appraiser. Everything's tracked by email. They're supposed to update the order. But at any time, you can reach out to that appraiser who accepted it and say, hey, what's going on with this appraisal? And they can give you an update. It's kind of like the appraiser is taking back. It's almost like the appraiser is now almost like acting as their own appraisal management company. They're sending out this assignment. Maybe they have 5 assignments that are out. And they're almost like in the position where they're the appraisal management company. You don't know what this means, Chris, but and the appraiser's listening. Well, they're the appraisal management company earning the fee.
Yeah. Exactly.
So this is a platform to help them. Like, I used to have appraisers that I 1099, like that, you know, completed assignments for Empire Appraisal Group, my company. And I would just review their work, send it off to the client. But I got sick of that shit. I actually wanted, it was annoying reviewing all that work and sending it out. So now I can just tell a client who calls me, I'm like, hey, I can't do that assignment, or I don't do that, but I know two appraisers who may be interested in it. You want me to share their information with you? And they'll be like, sure. So I'll reach out to those two appraisers and be like, hey, I have a client who's ready and willing and able to hire an appraiser. You know, are you interested in working with them? They'll be like, sure. They can quote their fees to the client and they can take it from there. You know, the client can contact both and choose whoever they want. And at the end of the day, I'm serving the client. And then I gave a referral to one or two appraisers and they can, you know, earn additional income.
So what it's kind of safe to say, like, if I'm an appraiser, that I can meet my client's needs. Like I'm no longer rejecting things. Like, let's say you're really busy and someone gives you a call and you're like, hey, I don't even have time to look for somebody right now, or I don't know anybody. An appraisal comes in and it's up in Port St. Lucie, Florida. That's two counties north of us where we are here. And you're like, I don't know anybody there. Sorry. That's the best I can do. Or the best I can do is, you know, check out this resource. Now you go on to the refer appraisers and you pull down the map. You find someone in Port St. Lucie. You look at their qualifications and send it to them, right?
Exactly. Yes. It's I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to use the, before the map and before I knew people outside, I used to go to AI and search, or well, the Appraisal Institute, not actually AI yet. And search for an appraiser, or the ASA's website, or one of any of those websites. I used to just search for an appraiser. But you know what? A lot of people don't answer their frigging phone call. Like, you don't know who you're picking. And a lot of people just don't answer their calls or emails or whatever. Like, at least if I know somebody's a part of my network here, or this, the Refer Appraisal Network, I can send them a direct message. I can text them. I can email them and be like, hey, I'm a part of the same network as you. I have a client who needs something. It's like really cool looking at that map and being able to pull down who's a certified appraiser or who's a certified general or whatever, and see who can help your client. I think it's very cool. And I don't know why it's taking this long for somebody to
put this
out there.
Yeah,
I don't.
So another question is, so how do you trust that the appraisers are, how do you trust that the appraisers are licensed? Or quality? I mean,
that is actually my biggest, that not fear, but
challenge.
Yeah. Challenge with the website is like, oh shit, I have a client, a really good client of mine. I don't want to refer them to a terrible appraiser. And that's the biggest struggle. So at the end of the day, all the appraisers are, you know, licensed and qualified.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a leap of faith sometimes. Like, if you can see they're qualified and if they've been in business 20, 30 years, whatever, and they do this type of work that you're looking for, like if they needed a, you know, maybe like just a date of death, or it's a retrospective or a divorce, whatever specialty they have, you just need to take almost like a chance sometimes and be like, hey, to your client, like, I can't do this for you, but I can refer you to somebody else. They're a part of my network here. If you would like, I can introduce you, and then you can take it from there. So that way there you're guiding your client and you can say, hey, you're fully honest with your client. And it's almost like on the client after that, like, hey, yeah, they're the one who's, on the hook to interview this guy and make sure it's the right person or girl, whoever the appraiser is. So, but yeah, that is going to be a challenge, and we're going to figure that out. I'm not sure how, but it's going to be figured out in the future
At this point, though, everyone has put their license number in, right? And their license information
all the appraisers are licensed.
Yeah. So you know, eventually there could be a star rating or things of that nature.
Or at the end of the day, if the client reports back to the appraiser that sent the referral and be like, hey, this guy was, or this appraiser didn't work out. They showed up late. I don't know. I don't know what the case may be, or the work product was terrible.
Yeah.
They can let the website know and we'll figure out what to do.
But the other thing too, I noted too, is that I'm starting to note with some of the activities that, you know, like you said, it's a leap of faith, but appraisers, you know, they contact each other. You start a relationship thereby because I have to pull down our map. I have to find that appraiser. Let's say it's in Cleveland, Ohio, or wherever, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I have to find that appraiser. And then you start the communication. Okay, here's how much it's going to be. I think I would believe that it's not easy, but it's not hard to tell that, okay, this person's professional. They got back to me in time. They
seem helpful
when we exchanged information. And so
you're giving an example, like with a really good client and I'm sending them to another appraiser because I don't service that area. Don't do this qualification. Like if it's a really good client, I will contact three or four appraisers and actually ask them to bid out the assignment and present those to my client and be like, hey, here's three bids I got. Here's their qualifications. You know, which one do you want to choose? And I'll connect you with that one appraiser. So I'll take the lead and almost handpick the appraiser for my client. So
yeah,
that's what I do with a really good client. Now, if it's somebody from like Google or something like that, I've never worked with, that may be a different, that may be different. I may shoot off like, hey, you can contact these three appraisers here or this one appraiser, they can help you out. That's it. But a good client, I'll do that for a good client.
Yeah. What, and one thing I would say though, too, just based on the last couple of months, I feel like we've been working hard to vet appraisers and weed out. We look at emails sometimes where people join and say, this guy's not an appraiser, you know. Shoot, you know, you have to be, you have to be an appraiser to be on. And so you can trust that, you know, when you're sending out a referral, this person on the map is going
to. Oh, yeah. Anyways. Yeah. The appraisal license is there, too. You can verify it at ASC.gov. So that's an easy thing to verify, too.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So it's not too difficult to trust that it's an appraiser.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that for sure. So, well, all right, Dan. So I think this was a really good first podcast. So I think I want to know too, what's next for referral appraisals? I mean, we are growing, we're growing fast. You know, we have people joining every week, but I mean, what's the plans for the future here? Is it just to keep growing or?
Yeah. So I think that like the ideal number, maybe 5,000 appraisers around the country as part of the same network or 10,000 appraisers, that would be an awesome network to have and to help as like almost like a national coalition of appraisers, that it's a huge network that you can be a member for free. And, you know, not a lot of these, every one of these associations require you annual dues or whatever, but here you can be a member for free. So eventually it almost will act like a coalition of appraisers. Like if there's 10,000 appraisers that are part of this network, it's almost like a coalition of appraisers, and it's easy to get the word out to them if they're all part of the same network. And that's probably where I see it going in the future, is, you know, moving forward with some issues that are challenging the appraisal profession right now, this network could be a really good source to, you know, to get the word out and change and make some changes that are much needed for our profession. But on the other side, I want to open this network to real estate agents, to attorneys. Like, hey, if you need an appraiser in this area or need an appraiser, this is the website to go to. And hey, all the members who are part of this network are exposed to real estate agents who need an appraiser or whatever. I see people asking these forums all the time for an agent or an agent's looking for an appraiser or whatever.
And they're doing it on Facebook. Right. That's the thing.
They can go ahead and go to like refer appraisal. Like, hey, I need somebody in this area. They can click on the map and see like three appraisers and then send that appraiser the appraisal assignment or something. Yeah. It'll be almost like easy business for an appraiser to be a part of. And just as a free member, that's eventually where it's going to go. Right now, it's just like right now, we're just building the network more appraisers. So if you're an appraiser or part of the network, get the word out there. That's the only thing I can say is it's tough building a network. Like yep. A lot of people don't trust a new company coming up and like, oh yeah, I'm just going to sign up for this. But a lot of people do. Like it's really good to get calls from other appraisers around the country and just bullshit with them about the appraisal profession and them to offer their services. What, like, hey, if you need my help with something, you know, just reach out. Or it's like, that's been the best part of actually growing this is talking to appraisers around the country and them reaching out and offering help. That's the coolest thing that I've seen so far. And that's really,
you're giving your expertise to others.
Yeah. Because they see
for free.
Oh.
And they can join and grow, you know?
Yeah. And they see that it's a cool idea. Like, oh yeah, I could do this. So like, this is really cool. So that's been fun, but there's definitely huge potential in the future for opening up the network of appraisers to other professions to like, this is the go-to place to get an appraisal ordered or something like that.
And even more so, and we're going to talk about this in one of our next podcasts, right? How this benefits retired appraisers. And
oh yeah, we didn't even talk about that. We didn't even talk about that. That's on my whiteboard. That was the whole reason. I wanted to get business from people who were retiring. I wanted to reach out to all the retiring people and give them an avenue like, hey, I'm in Broward County. If you have an assignment that comes up, an old client calls you and you're retired, you know, I'll take that assignment. I'll give you a percentage of the fee. That was my whole goal, is like to get retired appraisers to be a part of this network as well and to send referrals to the whole entire network, and they can earn passive income in retirement. You know, there's no other option. Like, a lot of people can't sell their business, but still their phone rings.
Yeah.
So what better avenue than to send it to another appraiser, have a network available, make it super simple to send a referral, track that referral, and to get paid. So that was another goal, is a lot of retiring appraisers could stay active and just send referrals in retirement and still earn income. Anyways, whatever. That'll be probably another
episode. Yeah, that's a whole podcast almost, I think.
This was supposed to last like 20 minutes. It's gone 40 minutes, so we're way, 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 way over.
Way over.
So
that's right. I had 2 beers during this, though, Dan. I feel
yeah.
Like-
I'm on 1.5. So
you need to get going here.
So I will say we're going to have some, just some interesting guests coming up in the future. A lot of it is going to be, agents, attorneys, people to help your business. So the next podcast is going to be an agent that I routinely work with and the benefits of like pre-listing appraisals, why he hires me, or what the advantages are. So it's going to be episodes like that can actually help your business grow and connect with other people in the profession, other people in these other referral sources. So that's the goal of the podcast. And again, it's going to be very lighthearted. There's going to be lots of jokes. Again, I don't know any appraisal podcasts that are just sitting here drinking. And hopefully in the future, we're going to do some live streams too. Maybe like, you know, how to earn money with referral income, you know, some non-lender tip webinars, stuff like that. We're just trying to get the word out there and get more people involved and to join referappraisals.com. So we'll see. But this was a good intro, first episode. Chris, I don't know if you're going to be on the next episode. Probably not, but I'm sure you're going to be around.
Yeah, you'll see more of me. But all right, Dan, really appreciate this talk and the beers. Dan lives right down the street from me. I would hop on my bike and go over, have a beer with him, but I left my bike there last time and he ruined it. That's another story.
I don't have a closing yet, but, appraisers, you can always reach out to me, reach out to referappraisals.com, send me an email, give me a call, whatever. Be happy to talk about anything. All right. So that's it. Thanks, appraisers. All right.
Cheers, everyone.
Later, Miller.
Take care.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.